It has been about a year and a half since we checked in with Eric Anderson, now the executive chairman of Top Golf Entertainment Group. And a year and a half ago, he said, you know, probably by the end of 2017, we'll have, you know, traffic up over 30%. We'll have about 40 locations. By golly, that's exactly what they did. So it's time to catch back up. It's good to have you with us.
Nice to be here again, Larry.
Nice to have somebody who does exactly what they say they're going to do, too.
Who knew, right?
Yeah, so are you... And also at the time, you told us that you had some major announcements that were coming up and you were going to expand the brand further offshore, although you started it in the UK. And you've done that too.
Yes. Well, clearly we've continued to work internationally. We've announced we're under construction in Australia. We have Canada, Mexico. We've just announced Dubai. So the core, you know, business that people know about, the Topgolf venue business, is out there. We've hired a leader, Troy Warfeld, to be president of Topgolf International. And then we've recently announced and worked hard on the Top Tracer range business, where we're taking our tracing technology and making it available to ranges around the world. So we're excited about that.
You know, and that's, now, wait, let me stop you there, because that's something that really surprised me. That seemed so proprietary that you wouldn't want other competitive golf ranges to be able to trace balls like you can, because I mean, you guys really started that.
Well, it's kind of competitive, but we really view ourselves, you know, as a global brand and part of the global golf experience. And you can't put a 12-acre venue everywhere and there aren't enough people, but there are ranges everywhere. So the brand carries really well in the game, and we're really about embracing all the people who love golf, the good golfers, the emerging golfers, and the people who just like to have fun with it.
And we talked a little bit about this last time, but this brand growing, really expanding on the name Top Golf in all sorts of venues. The digital business has taken off, hasn't it?
Yes, it keeps growing a lot. So we have double-digit growth there. That's an established brand, World Golf Tour, WGT. But with Topgolf, it's got new legs, additional legs growing rapidly around the world. And it's an integrated experience, you know, with another screen of golf, which is another way that we can, you know, be involved with our customers and fans.
And also it gets a different customer, I would think, because if there's some evolution that's taken place, it seems like in lifestyles over the last decade, we become more sedentary. People staying inside playing games rather than going out and playing golf.
Yes. What's funny about the WGT is that's our oldest audience. It's actually the audience that plays the most more golf. It's average. The handicap for that group is like under 15. And they're playing right now, they're sort of playing traditional golf. It's 18 holes on a course. We're, of course, now going to be adding more, say, fun games or shorter games that aren't as linear. We always talk in Top Golf about being a parallel experience. You can do play the game, have fun with your friends, watch TV, and do other things. So that platform is going to emerge and have some new ideas on it.
And it seems like that whole idea makes a good idea, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but it would appear that there's a finite number of locations. I mean, you need 12 to 15 acres. You need to be near some density. People are not going to drive, you know, 30 miles probably to come very often. And I almost thought of you guys as a placeholder. You know, you're occupying the space, and then later on it's going to be developed or a high-rise is going to go there.
Well, that would have been the old parking lot strategy. I think the Topgolf brand and the game of golf is a permanent part of the sports and entertainment community in cities around, you know, America and around the world. It's sort of a permanent game. I think golf is having a nice resurgence, you know, with the new younger players and the PGA Tour and the LPGA, you know, engaging more with that. So we think we're a permanent part of the, you know, sports and entertainment community in cities, and we certainly are embraced that way. And when you see the sort of things we can add, not only with the game, you know, but like, for example, in our new Nashville, we have a beautiful 600-person world-class music performing place. We sell tickets out there all the time. So that's becoming the place for, you know, Nashville artists and country artists to come and perform. So we have a lot of room to grow with the brand. And it just turns out music and, for example, country music and golf have a really great relationship. So there's many areas where we touch, you know, sports and communities and entertainment.
Well, and you have bars and you have the food, so you become just a destination. Maybe I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I'm going to go to Topgolf and I'll find something to do.
Exactly. You know, Las Vegas was a great example of the next generation and next evolution of our thinking. If you go to Las Vegas and you walk in, you'll see it's huge TVs out in the outfield. So there's a lot of, you know, digital engagement there. You'll walk around immediately. You'll see something called the Yard, which is an 1800 person, you know, venue where we have a best sports bar in Las Vegas, but also can have music, third and fourth floor pools up there. So the game of golf engages people in a great way. It brings people together. It's about community. It's about competition. And then all of the, you know, activities around it creates really a great sports entertainment community and lifestyle brand.
All right. So jump ahead. You did this successfully last time. We're talking at a year and a half. What does Topgolf look like in a year and a half? I'll give you two if you like.
Give me 2 years. I think we'll continue to emerge as a recognized as a global iconic brand. Our international footprint will be much larger than it is now. I think our engagement with the sport itself will be larger as we, you know, engage with things like Topgolf Crush.
What is Topgolf Crush?
Topgolf Crush is where we actually take our Top Tracer technology and targets. We just did it at the HSBC Open in Dubai, and we'll send you some information there. But you can actually play Topgolf on the road. We set it up, you know, there with that tournament. We had Rory and Dustin and everybody playing the U.S. versus European game. So more engaged with the game. And I think you'll see our media content being, you know, much higher engagement as well, things we're doing there.
You know, I even saw you talk about acceptance. I was looking through headlines, and there are all these exciting locations, New Mexico and Michigan, and sources say Louisville may be the next Topgolf location. But one of the things that jumped out at me, a PGA player, Mark Leishman, hit up Topgolf in the offseason to prepare for the 2018. That's total acceptance.
I think it is total acceptance. That was a great story. We didn't know, at least I didn't know it was coming out, and my Twitter and my, you know, email and text all grew up because Mark was out there saying the only place, I think he said, the place I practiced before I played this year was at Topgolf. It's a funny story because he went in there with his name. He didn't sort of, you know, try to anonymize himself. And there's a leaderboard in Topgolf. And all of a sudden this, you know, he kind of jumped to the top of the leaderboard and he tells the story. The person next to him says, hey, you know, you're pretty good. You know, so I think we are trying to, we're great stewards of the game. The PGA Tour and all the folks, you know, PGA of America, LPGA, this is a great game. It's not an old game. This is a really fun game, and the tour players are embracing it, and we're taking a fun game out around the world that has such a great heritage. So we have a huge advantage, you know, having golf as a sport and what it represents available to us.
Eric Anderson's the executive chairman of Topgolf Entertainment, but he does lots of other really cool stuff too as the founder of West River Group. Will you come back? We'll talk about West River Group.
Sure, absolutely.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.